Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
President Obama spoke to the people of Joplin, Missouri yesterday and promised not to forget those who died or the homes that were demolished by 200-mile-per-hour winds.
The main thing I just want to communicate to the people of Joplin is this is just not your tragedy. This is a national tragedy, and that means there will be a national response.
A natural disaster that changed more than the landscape. Will the people of Joplin be different in their post-tornado world? How about the people of Tuscaloosa or Vicksburg? Will they ever be the same? Here's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, May 30th, Memorial Day. John is out this morning. He'll be back tomorrow. Let's get a look at our headlines. More from the President Obama in Joplin.
The cameras may leave. The spotlight may shift. But we will be with you every step of the way until Joplin is restored and this community is back on its feet. We're not going anywhere.
The death toll from the tornado now stands at 130 people, and there are 39 still unaccounted for. NATO has issued an apology for an airstrike that accidentally killed up to 14 civilians in Afghanistan. Afghan President Hamid Karzai issued what he called a final warning to NATO to change its tactics and avoid killing civilians. And there are reports this morning that Pakistan will launch a military offensive soon along its border with Afghanistan. In Yemen, a group with ties to al-Qaeda has reportedly seized a southern city. Witnesses say the city's under attack from government warplanes. Meanwhile, soldiers loyal to President Ali Saleh stormed a protest camp in the city of Taiz this morning, killing 20 protesters. And in Belgrade, thousands rallied in support of former Bosnian Serb Army Chief Ratko Mladic. Later today, Mladic's lawyers plan to appeal his extradition to The Hague to face war crimes charges. They claim Mladic is so sick that he won't live to see the start of his trial. Here in the U.S., defense contractor Lockheed Martin says it was the target of a recent cyber attack on its computer networks. The company says no critical data was stolen, and it is now stepping up its security. And on this Memorial Day, veterans groups are asking that you take a moment to honor those who've died fighting for the country. The president of the National World War II Museum, Gordon Mueller, says Memorial Day began in the dark days after the Civil War.
It was really originally called Decoration Day, and that was going back to the 19th century when the tradition was to plant flags on the graves of fallen soldiers.
Hundreds of thousands are attending a weekend-long concert outside the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., and last night there was a moment to honor the fallen. Later today, President Obama and the First Lady will visit Arlington National Cemetery. The president will, of course, participate in laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Asian markets are mixed today. European indices are up. U.S. markets are closed for Memorial Day. So we have not only the request for you to call in with your stories of those you lost, those you remember on Memorial Day, but also in honor of the way most of us celebrate Memorial Day, which is a cookout, a grill maybe. We have a little food smackdown for you. We're wondering, where can you find the best hot dogs in the country? Give us a call if you have a top pick at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Obviously, I nominate Detroit, but we're also going to have a little bit of a smackdown on the air. We're going to bring in three people from three different cities. They're going to talk about how they make hot dogs in their own city. And believe me, you would be surprised how up in arms people get about hot dogs. This is a serious business for many people, and they're made differently in every city of the country. Tell us how they're made where you are and whether or not your city has the best hot dogs. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Also, of course, it is Memorial Day. This is a day to remember those who've fallen in the service of the country. So give us a call or post a comment at thetakeaway.org with the memories of those who you honor today on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.